At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We are talking right now with former federal prosecutor Nima Ramani. Nima, we are digging into the story of Rex Heuermann, and there's so many tentacles to this now, including that of former police chief in Suffolk County, James Burke, and the allegations against him and arrests that has recently taken place for soliciting sex workers. He was the chief. He was the man that was getting these complaints when Heuermann was active, allegedly. And all these other murders were taking place underneath his watch, who had also been sex workers. Why is it, do you think, that he was looking the other way as person after person came in and said, we have evidence pointing to who may be behind these heinous killings?
I don't know. I don't know if it's someone who's just asleep at the switch or focused on his own sexual fantasies, but obviously, here's someone who's gotten a lot of trouble, right? You know, sex with prostitutes in his car, soliciting sex just recently, covering up, beating up individuals, right? So, maybe he's just focused on his own personal sexual activities to spend time on the case. But it's sad, this is a case that potentially could have broken open. I don't know if, again, it's his fault, but it's certainly, there's a lot of blame that could potentially be laid at his department, where you have this, the pimp for Amber Costello, I believe, who, gave the description of the vehicle, right? Yeah. And gave the description of Heuermann as this ogre, and they didn't really follow up on it. I mean, you have a potential eyewitness whose testimony was ignored or certainly wasn't followed up on like it should have been. So I'm certainly disappointing, a black eye for the department, and really, there's already so much distrust already by certain folks, members of the public about law enforcement. And look, if you want to do all this, don't become a police officer.
Are there any potential legal ramifications that could come about for Police Chief James Burke or anyone that was complicit in him not pursuing any of these leads in this case? And God knows what other cases are sitting there that were also not pursued in the world of sex work. Could this be reviewed, and could anything be done about his inaction?
it's hard to hold police officers civilly liable for inaction. There's some exceptions, of course, of the duty to provide medical aid, for instance, right? We saw that in, you know, with Derek Chauvin and George Floyd. That was a big issue with those officers. But, you know, negligence and incompetence and, you know, all the sort of things that may give rise to civil liability for normal folks, there's generally immunity, and there's no real civil rights violation or actionable claim for officers that are just inept and incompetent, unfortunately, under the law. So it's going to be tough to do much with respect to the failure to act by folks before, you know, the Rex Heuerman was correctly investigated many years later.
Yeah, I mean, is that something that needs some reform? Because essentially, it really just means that if you do your job, great, we're really happy with you. If you don't do your job, there's nothing we can do other than, you know, maybe fire you. But other than that, you can cause havoc in all of these cases that impacts all of these people with no repercussions should you have someone that has that kind of an MO.
You know, Tony, this is where sort of law and politics intersect, and this is really a hot button political issue, especially after George Floyd. You know, this notion of qualified immunity, right, for police officers. And, you know, there are a lot of folks in this country that they don't like plaintiffs' lawyers, civil rights lawyers going after police officers. They think it's a hard enough job. I mean, this was a big issue with the George Floyd Act that floated through Congress. Mm-hmm. You have appellate courts looking at this because usually these are federal cases, 1983 cases. So it's going to be hard to chip away at qualified immunity. You know, both conservative judges, even judges on the Supreme Court, have held that it's pretty broad, and I expect it to apply here.
It's one of those things where it doesn't go to that sort of a system where a member of the public or some other enforcement could be brought in, more so responsible policing and policing themselves to make sure that these sort of folks don't hold power. They don't just stand in some sort of high rank for long periods of time if people know what they're up to or what they're capable of doing or have evidence of them doing. Is that something that needs some more reform within certain departments that have individuals like this, where there's more ways to pull the bad apples out when a department sees that, even if it does happen to be your chief?
It does, Tony. Again, we're delving into politics a little bit, but, you know, the teachers unions have been a big target, but let's not forget the police unions have a lot of power. It's very hard to fire a police officer. You know, they have significant procedural due process rights, substantive due process rights. It's not like, you know, me and, you know, where we got a job and we do something, we're going to be terminated that day. Yeah. So this is a problem across the board for public employees. And I respect police officers. I think most of them are good. But the ones that are bad, it's not easy to get rid of them because of these union protections.
And that seems to be one of the biggest problems, in one of the biggest protections, but also one of the biggest problems for the bad ones and a good protection for the good ones. And that's where it turns into such muddy water.
Yeah. Even, you know, something as simple as overtime, right? Let's say it's a good police officer, but you'll see him rack up just obscene amounts, sometimes in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's insane. There's not a whole lot you can do. I mean, it's a big problem. And look, I've worked for the federal government. I've worked for the city of LA. It's just very different from the private sector. So just one of the problems that hopefully can be fixed, but it's a big political issue. So it's not going to be easy.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you
you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.